Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the Replacements.
It's the Balcony. Yes, indeed, it certainly is the Balcony. Ha 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 ha.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is, and we are.
Oh, we are. That's us.
Yes.
That's we-ins, man.
Me and you?
Uh-huh.
And the audience?
That's, is that me and you? That's you and I.
Well, whatever.
Oh, okay. All those word those word freaks will get on
you, that. You can say Nazi.
I don't want to say that word.
Nazi.
Okay.
Nancy. Us at Balcony Radio, we don't support the Nazis.
That's right. That's a good thing. Hello, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. You're the audience, and all of us together are Balcony Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, and send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com when you get a chance.
Yeah, be our friends on Facebook. And now, don't even wait for it. Just go to Facebook. Search Balcony Radio. Click like.
Oh, yeah.
Be our buddies.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We got stuff to do, man.
Yes, we do. So should we tell them what today is, or do you want to just say it's a Sunday?
Well, it's a Sunday. It's a special kind of sports day.
Yeah, it's a big sports holiday.
And you probably won't even care about that when you probably hear the show.
I'll be watching later. You won't.
Yeah.
But Scott and I are getting together early on a Sunday morning to knock one out with coffee in hand.
Oh, big time. I made it extra strong today, too.
Is that why I'm already got the shakes?
That's right. That's right. Don't spill it, man. Don't spill it on the board again.
I know. Again is the phrase, right?
That's right.
Damn it. One time I drop a couple of drops.
Yeah,
never hear the end of it from you.
Well, that's all right.
All right. So, yes, it's a Sunday morning. Scott and I are here getting together, avoiding the rest of the world with some music.
Yeah.
I think we picked some good stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today?
We are doing some oldies there. We are doing I Remember That, episode number 7. We are going super hardcore oldies today.
Yes.
A lot of great faves and raves and stuff you will just remember like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
You will actually say the name of the show.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had... met up yesterday for a bit. We watched some Breaking Bad yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But,
we're catching up on that, man. Oh,
but Grant was over for a meeting, our IT person,
uh-huh.
And we were talking about radio stations with him, and we were actually listening to the show in the background, the songs of the show. That's a fucking good show.
Yeah, you picked some good ones. You, as music director, have done a very splendiferous job with this one.
And we were talking to Grant. Even he noticed. Oldies radio? Can we call it oldies? Nostalgia. That's the phrase he uses. So smart. That oldies radio isn't oldies anymore. It's nostalgia radio.
It really is.
Because that's why the oldies now is stuff from your youth and my youth now. And neither of us were around in the 60s and 50s to hear Elvis and Little Richard and Buddy Holly. And,
that's right.
The real oldies.
Yeah. They're picking up from about 1975.
That's what it seems to be like. It seems like the mid-70s to the mid-90s is considered the oldies now. And that's bullshit. That's the nostalgia radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to make a new genre, fucking nostalgia radio, then there's oldies radio.
Well, I mean, it's golden oldies, actually.
Golden oldies.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're fucking doing. Platinum oldies.
Platinum
in this episode.
Oldies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's titanium.
Fucking A. So the other night, I was scrolling through the dial, and for one of the rare times our local oldies nostalgia station was playing a really good song. They were playing The Platters. Oh, my God. I haven't heard this in 80 billion years.
Oh, my.
They're playing it super late.
No one's around.
No one's listening. It's like past 9 p.m. on the oldie station. Nobody's listening anymore.
That's right.
And that's when they dig out the really good stuff. And I thought, that's a real bummer that they save this awesome song that I would like to hear twice a day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Right.
No, you're going to play it really late at night, and you're going to play Fleetwood Mac during the day. And like I told Grant the other day, going through the radio station on the oldie station, I happened upon Cola 99.9 playing Sublime, Santeria.
Yeah, that's right.
On the oldie station.
Oh.
That came out when I was in junior fucking high.
Oh, my God.
I am under 40. That's not an oldie.
That's right. What's going on
I'm
here?
Under 30.
A mid-90s
I'm under 35. That is not an oldie.
That's a mid-90s song.
That's a mid-90s song, yeah. Mm-mm. I'm shaking my head. No,
shake. Big shake of the head there.
So our episode here is a big fuck you to that.
All right.
And as you typed up here on the screen, it's the Hardcore Oldies Show.
Oh, it certainly is. And we want to, let's kick it into
gear. Yeah, we're playing nothing before 1965. Well, the last song is the newest song, 1965. So everything else is 55 to 64. That's your oldies generation, goddammit.
There you go, right on.
What are we starting with?
We are starting out with Little Richard Boy. Oh. It's the Girl Can't Help It.
Can't help it.
Can't help it.
Girl can't help it.
help it. The girl can't help it.
She got a lot of what they call the mold.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She was born to please.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger maid to squeeze,
she can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She was born to please.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bended knee,
she can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's the twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis the twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. Oh, I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again, as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening, just you with you, together. At last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous.
Beneath the blue.
In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again, as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of a love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
Thank you.
deserted. There's nobody down by the shore. And the Ferris wheel ride isn't turning around anymore. The heat wave and the crowds are just old news.
But I still got some sand in my shoes. Sand in my shoes
brings memories of the salty air.
Sand in my shoes,
oh, 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 the blanket that we used to share. Just to wait for the stars to come out at night. The heat wave and the clouds are just old news.
But I still got some sand in my shoes. Sand in my shoes.
Perfect memories of the salty air.
Sand in my shoes.
Oh, 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 the blanket that we used to share. How we fell in love down by the sea comes back to me.
I still got some sand in my shoes. Sand in my shoes.
Oh, oh, oh,
sand in my shoes.
not the way you smile that touch my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that takes me apart. Whoa. Many, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? About you.
Cheat, cheat, sha la 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 la.
They say you've never, never, ever, never been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true?
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that is the McCoys doing Richie Valens' "Come On, Let's Go." Yes, indeed.
Damn, what a great song.
Very sweet, very nice.
Seriously,
very rockin'.
Great song. There's no bad version of that song. You know who does a really good one? Los Lobos on the soundtrack to La Bamba. They do a kick-ass version of this song.
Exactly. That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God. That's a movie we should revisit that. Haven't seen that in a very long time.
Yeah, it has been a while since I've seen that one, and it's got a huge soundtrack, man.
It's got a wonderful soundtrack. Yeah, it's really great.
Los Lobos just kills every song.
It's a really great sound. And the guests, too, Brian Setzer comes on, and he does, Gene Vincent?
Oh, okay.
Remember that? And they have, somebody does a Buddy Holly song on it, too. It's not all Richie Valens, not all Los Lobos. There's a couple other things on there, too.
Oh.
And I love that scene in the movie with Setzer in it, where he plays, is it Gene Vincent or Gene Pitney? I don't remember. He plays one of them.
I don't remember,
I don't
actually.
They have a scene at the concert, and he goes and he just slays them. And after, Richie Valens has to come out, and he sings "O'Donna." And it's like, let's take it down a notch.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay.
What a great movie.
Yeah, man. Why don't you read off that set, man? We had some killer-ass music in
and
that.
And let's never fly a Cessna, Scott.
Let us never fly a Cessna bad weather.
I made the mistake of seeing that and the Buddy Holly story and Sweet Dreams as a young child. Never flying in a small plane.
No.
Not with a country singer.
If they ever make a movie about Otis Redding, man,
that'll seal
the deal.
Yeah, make a Stevie Ray Vaughan one to scare me from helicopters, too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, we started with Little Richard doing "The Girl Can't Help It," and that is from his very best of, and also the title track to a movie starring Jane Mansfield, which is terrible but great for Jane.
Oh, yes.
She is something. Mm. And then we moved on to The Platters doing "Twilight Time," and that's the song I heard on the radio the other day that made me think, let's do a fucking oldie show.
Oh, okay.
The Platters are so good.
Yeah,
so good.
Up and down.
Yeah, and that's one of their best tunes, and we pulled that one from their greatest hits, which is pretty essential.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to The Drifters doing "I've Got Sand in My Shoes," and that's from their best of "I'll Take You Where the Music's Playing." That's a good one. And then the Ronettes doing a slow Phil Spector tune. Slow for them.
Comparatively speaking, yes.
Yeah. It's not a fucking burst of energy like all their other ones. That was the subdued Ronettes doing the best part of "Breaking Up," and that's from their best of "Be My Baby," which is tremendous. Lots of music on that. Mm-hmm. Literally, lots of people playing music on that.
Yeah, right. Hundreds, thousands.
How many people were in Phil's band? Like 25?
Oh, 30.
30, something like that. Yeah, that's just awesome.
Amazing.
And then the Shrills did "Baby, It's You," from their very best. And then we finished up there with the McCoys doing "Come On, Let's Go." And that is from their best of called "Hang On, Sloopy." And "Come On, Let's Go" is a way better song than "Hang On, Sloopy."
Yes, I would say.
"Hang On, Sloopy" sucks.
No, it doesn't suck that bad.
It's not a great song.
It's just a good poppy song.
Not
you know?
A great song.
I don't know.
That's true.
And made a lot of money for somebody along the way, you know. I mean,
one of the McCoys?
Maybe. Who knows? It might have been. It's because actually that song got.
I forgot.
"Hang On,
that.
Sloopy" was done by the Yardbirds. Even did a version of "Hang On, Sloopy."
That's right. The Replacements did it. Like, everyone does it.
Oh, is that right?
It's on "Shit Hits the Fans."
Oh, yeah. That live thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, should we get back to some more here?
Yeah. Oh, you want to mention this guy?
Oh, should we?
God, God damn it. He really needs his own episode.
Oh, he certainly does. Buddy Holly. This is called "Heartbeat."
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Little pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Mm-hmm. heartbeat. Why do you flip, then give me a skip beat sign? Fiddly pat and sing to me love story, and bring to me love's glory. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
The magic. we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. Oh, the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Close. I can feel him on my hip while we dance.
Shangri-La.
Tell me more, girl.
give him a great big kiss.
That's a great song.
Kind of a different song. It's not Walking in the Sand like you normally hear from the Shangri-La.
Or Tell Him, you know, that's their other big hit. Tell him that you're never going to need him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great song. You want to play the rest of that?
Sure.
No, wait,
sure.
That's the Exciters. I got the two groups confused. That was the group before.
Oh, okay.
The Shangri-Las, what else did they do?
They did Walking in the Sand. I remember.
Yeah, I know that song,
yeah. Walking in the Sand.
Oh. Aerosmith does that song.
Yeah, and then a few other ones that I can't think of on the top of my head.
It's too early in the morning, man.
You ask me these deep, intense.
Let me ask you a better question. What did we play in that set, Scott?
That I know.
Because it's in front of you?
Because I have the metadata right here in front
Crib
of me.
Crib notes.
Uh-oh. Buddy Holly started things out there with a song called Heartbeat, which I would love to hear somebody do a cover version on, because that is a very unique...
You could cover any of his songs.
Buddy Holly song, yeah.
They're all so strong, and they're so well-written. And
yeah.
He really did have it down to a science. It's freaky, man.
His songs... can
sturdy,
cross over into sturdy. Other genres.
Yeah,
well,
and
too.
They could be another genre. It could be a country song. It could be a pop song. It could be a rock song. You could make it a ballad. It's just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Such a good writer.
An amazing writer, and we lost him way too early.
Yeah.
Eddie Cochran.
That's like one of the ultimate bummers in rock, right? That
yeah.
He dies at like 23, maybe?
Well, three of the ultimate bummers in one.
But the Buddy Holly one is the one that hurts.
That's the big one, yeah.
Because that guy could write, and he could have written another 400 or 500 songs.
He left behind a great legacy,
yeah,
though.
He's one of those people. He's the fucking Elvis Costello of the 50s.
Yeah, man. Prolific as hell, no doubt about it. And then another one we lost way too early, Eddie Cochran, right after that. Mm-hmm. And Come On, Everybody, one of his great big hits. And most of these are coming from like greatest hits albums.
Yeah, I know, so don't even bother naming them.
You can just go and find them anywhere you want. And anybody that still sells oldie CDs out there, man,
just
you can still
one.
Find them.
Just go get one.
Yes. And then Little Eva right after that, and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, a nice slow bluesy version of that
yeah.
song. Bluesy kind of, yeah, very smoky version of that. It was really
she
nice.
She torches that one.
She really does. And then the great Jackie DeShannon right after that, and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And that's, I've heard that so many times.
It's all right.
It's still a great song.
It's still a good song.
Still wonderful
I love
to hear
the way she does it.
And then the Exciters, who we mentioned at the beginning here,
tell
with Say It With Love. Yeah,
love.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry, tell him
right. And that's the name of the collection it's from, oddly enough. But that's a track called Say It With Love. And then the Shangri-Las finish things up there with Give Him a Great Big Kiss. My goodness. Oof. And that's from a record called 60s Girl Groups, the Shangri-Las and the Crystals.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so there's a back-to-back...
Yeah, it's one of those killers, twofer albums. Yeah. They each get a side. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Definitely. You want to do plugs now or later?
Whose turn? It's your turn, right?
No, I think
is it my turn?
I think it's yours.
Well, let's do it in the next break.
Okay, we'll do it in a little bit.
Play the flamingos, man.
Okay, here they are.
I guess I all the best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The Balcony.
Love, I need
jumping into the Motown motion there with some Velvettes, and he was really saying something.
Velvettes.
Yeah. Such 1964.
A horrible name. It's a bad name.
Yeah, well, they were singing up a storm there. They just, that was probably a song that same music track had been used by a few other people.
Everybody, yeah. So, oh, they were just three pretty girls, and Berry Gordy just said, "Oh, you're the Velvettes." And
yeah.
They're like, "All right.
Okay." Sounds like velvets, but I don't know what it means. But
Velvettes.
I'm sure it has some sort of definition.
It just sounds weird.
So we had some great music in that last set, and I get to read it because he's going to do some stuff for you a little bit later here. So we started out with the Flamingos, and Since I Don't Have You, a great classic song from them. That's just one of the most beautiful songs ever written or recorded, man. It's just amazing. And then we had Doris Troy right after that, the great Doris Troy, and But I Love Him, which is sort of deep from the soul vinyl tracks, soul archives on that one. That was one you don't hear all too often, but it still had a nice little catch and feel to it, and it certainly encompasses everything we're trying to do on the show tonight. And then we had the Flirtations right after that, and a very interesting song called Nothing But Heartache. And that is another one that has a very interesting sort of soul Motown feel to it, and it was kind of a different type of single, like I said, that you don't hear all too often, but it, like I said, it had a really nice touch and feel to it and really nice flavor and some good production on it too, man. It was really nice. Almost had it almost sounded like Bend Me, Shape Me by the American Breed in sort of a psyche kind of way. And then we had right after that James and Bobby Puff Purify, and So Many Reasons, and that was an interesting song there. And then the Fleetwoods doing a really nice, beautiful a cappella version of Unchained Melody that just is captivating as all.
Shut us up.
Yeah, it shut us up and kept our attention. Just amazing stuff there, and that took us right into the Velvettes. From the Complete Motown Singles, Volume 4, 1964. That was called He Was Really Saying Something.
Something?
And someone who's going to really say something right now is going
to... mute on you for your fucking terrible segue. I'm going to cut your segue off. You're fired. I saw what you were doing with that. I had to bail for all of our safeties. So let's get it started. All right, the first thing you should do is send us an email, drop us a line. If you have an idea for a show or a song suggestion, anything you want to share with us, balconyradio@gmail.com. Go ahead, send us something. We will send you something in return. And then the next thing you should do... Wow, look at that. Sorry. Scott just is scrolling through his Facebook and something amazing is on his feed. What is that? Jesus Christ.
That is in honor of the big game.
Oh my God. That is a Super Bowl, isn't it? So... Wow. I'm so distracted right now. And then go to our website, balconyradio.com. Listen to the radio station. It's there for you 24 hours a day. So if you're at work and you need some tunes, you're sick of the radio, go to balconyradio.com. It's totally commercial-free and safe for work. Just dig it. You'll be complimented all day long by people coming around and saying, hey, what is that? That's a great song. And you can just tell them because it says so right on our page. But tell them to go to Balcony Radio. Everyone should dig it. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, we play whatever comes up in the old stream. Scott and I shuffled up our record collections and hit the old random button, so one of 50,000 songs is going to come on every time you click on the Balcony Radio. And then the next thing that happens that is amazing is on Sundays from midnight to midnight, my buddy here and co-conspirator Scott uploads jazz music into the stream. Sunday, midnight to midnight, jazz and blues and all your mellow fucking vibes.
Right on, man. Right on.
Right on, Daddy-O. Seriously, the jazz stuff is amazing. We have everything that should be the foundation for a good jazz collection and more. And it's just good stuff. So go about your day on Sunday, clean your house, do your laundry, whatever. Listen to some jazz. It's good for your soul. And also on the website is our podcasty programmy thing. I don't know if we can call it that. Fucking iTunes has issues with our use of copyright infringement.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, man. We can still get the RSS. Yeah.
There's an RSS feed, so there's episodes of our show here and instructions on the first page of the website how to download them like any other podcast. So there is a way to subscribe, which is super easy. It'll wind up right there in your feed, right above This American Life and WTF and all the other nerdy podcasts that you listen to. I know what you're listening to, Scott.
Seriously,
like I said before, there's a handful of podcasts that you really should listen to just because they're better than radio and they're just good shows. And WTF is one, and This American Life, and there's a couple of other ones that really are super good. And if you have, you know, a space for one that's music, it should be us because we got good stuff. Every episode, twice a week, is basically a mixtape with your buddies here guiding you through the songs. On Sunday, we upload one of our regular programs. We have about 24 different rotating genre-specific shows. We have like an oldie show like this one, a classic rock show, live music, all women singers, you know, what else? Beatles show, Stone show. Basically, Scott and I sat down, thought of all the shows or all the programs that should be on a fucking great radio station, and then we did it. It's about 24 different genres. So if you like some kind of music, there's chances are that we like it too and know more about it than you, and we can turn you on to some new stuff. So just dig it. At the bottom of the first page on the website is all the programs. So if there's something you want to check out, just jump in anywhere. And we haven't done a bad episode. Not to brag.
No.
I mean,
not to blow our own.
No, I mean, here. I mean, we suck, but the music we pick is really good. We don't suck. Well, I mean, we've gotten better.
Yeah, we have.
We've gotten better. Shit. But the music selection has always been choice, so just go dig it. And on Wednesdays, Scott uploads something called the 101 series, which is a little bit more specific look at a certain noun, person, place, or thing in rock and roll. Usually it's kind of an overview of an artist's career. Sometimes it's been other things like a genre or an era or a language, things like that. Trying to pick different little subjects to do an entire show of, trying to mix it up. But usually it's an artist, and we pick whoever's worth getting listening to for a couple of hours. Give them a show. That's the 101 series. So go check it out. All the episodes are on our website with instructions to download them like any other podcast, or you can stream them right there. And then go to the Facebook, be our friends. Balcony Radio is the name of the page. Is that? Yeah, just go to the white bar up there and type in Balcony Radio. Click like. You'll be...
we'll be there.
We'll be quasi-inundated with music stuff. Whenever we find something music-related that's cool on the internet, we tend to share it on the page and a few times a day. We don't clog up your fucking page, don't worry.
No.
But we always talk music there and upload episodes of the podcast for you to stream there as well. And that is it.
Right on, man.
Let's this is a good song. Oh, you want to just jump into this?
Oh, let's go. It's Brenda Holloway.
Mr. Cupid. Balcony Radio.
Eric Burden and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Well, I wanna, wanna, lot of love it. Oh, well,
it, I wanna, wanna, da-da, da-da, hug it. So baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your lovin', yes sirree. I bet I wanna, wanna, da-da, da-da, hug it. I bet I wanna, wanna, da-da, da-da, kiss it. So baby, please proceed to give the love I need. I want your lovin', yes indeed. Well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your lovin', baby, all the time. I bet I wanna, wanna, da-da, da-da, love it. I bet I wanna, wanna, da-da, da-da, kiss it. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your lovin', oh, you bet, right? Well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want you loving, baby, all the time. I bet I wanna, 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 wanna love it. I bet I wanna, wanna, lot, a lot of hugging. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you bet, right? I bet I wanna, wanna, lot, a lot of lovin'. I bet I wanna, wanna, lot, a lot of huggin'. But baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your lovin', oh, you bet. Well, I need your lovin', oh, you bet. Well, I want your lovin', oh, you bet. Well, I need your lovin', oh, you bet.
And the great Gene Vincent, of course, making his appearance here on
finally
this show with a lot of loving. Yes, finally. And, well, you know, he would have turned up eventually. You know, you got to, you know, when you're on a show like this, you know, you got to expect just about anything along the way. So Gene Vincent was certainly in the offing, no doubt about it. And a lot of loving, like I said, was the name of that track. Very cool stuff, man. Very cool. And you're goofing around.
Well, no, I'm having issues with
the
technology.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, why don't you read it off?
Okay, I will. You go goof around. Okay. And so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we started out with Brenda Holloway in that last set and some deep, deep soul for you from a song called A Favor for a Girl. That was just sweet enough, man. Just too sweet for words. And then the great Martha and the Vandellas right after that with Come and Get These Memories. We're starting out with some fairly deep tracks from these artists, but it's always kind of good to explore some of the deeper regions of their catalog, something you've never even heard before. It's kind of nice. And then we heard Junior Walker and the All-Stars right after that with a great song, a great familiar song from them, Shake and Finger Pop, the name of that track. And then the Elgins right after that, and Put Yourself in My Place. Some Detroit soul for you, a rare Detroit soul. And then the great Richie Valens and a super nice ballad from him, and We Belong Together. Oh, yes, indeed. And then we finished up with the great Gene Vincent and A Lot of Lovin', and it's all oldies here on this I Remember That show. As always, that's the only thing we play on this program, on this particular show. You just killed
that's
your
right.
microphone.
I muted myself.
All right, okay.
Wrong button.
So we're gonna move in like to the last set of
yes.
the stuff
and you can
here.
Help me with this technical issue I'm having because I figured out how to fix it and I still don't know how to do it.
Okay, well
teach me.
I will. Well, let's get
play
into
some Bill Haley.
I will.
See you later, alligator.
See you later.
Well, I saw my paper walking with another man today. Well, I saw my paper walking with another man today. This is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. Now, don't you know you're in my way now? Can't you see you fit my style? Now, when I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. But when I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. Yeah, the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. Now, don't you know you're in
away now. Can't you see your grandpa stop? Daddy, I know you mean it just for play. He said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, I know you mean it just for play. Don't you know you really hurt me, and this is all I have to say. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Farewell. So long.
Wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, tell me, tell me, book who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love?
I love you, darling, baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love, find out why it's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do.
Who wrote the book of love? I wonder who.
Yeah.
Who wrote the book of love?
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will always be a part of me. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. When shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind. Me. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh,
Don't you miss the sweet and tender love we used to share? Just come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free when there.
Yes, indeed. Finishing it up there with a little swing action, a little soul action, and splish splash action from D.D. Sharp. A nice sort of mashed potato type of song.
Splish splash action. That's a hard phrase.
When you can
say.
Do the mashed potato too. Splishly splash.
Well, you were fruging that whole time.
Oh, yeah. I was. I was seat fruging. You know, that's a horrible image to actually
really
picture
is.
In your mind.
The seat frug.
Oh no! You want to read that last?
I second. Should, right?
I'm just going to sit back. Here
Please do. All right. So we started with Bill Haley and his Comets doing "See You Later, Alligator," and then the Monotones doing the immortal "Who Wrote the Book of Love." Had to play that song.
Yes.
And then Sandy Shaw doing a groovy take on "There's Always Something There to Remind Me," which has been done like half dozen times.
Oh, something like that?
A few people have had a hit with that song. It's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
A good
Lots
song.
Lots of hits.
And then Gary Puckett and the Union Gap doing "Lady Willpower." He has a good voice.
He does.
He really does.
He likes singing about young girls, too.
Yeah, that's... Oh. And then the Bobby Fuller Foursome did "Let Her Dance." And then we finished up there with D.D. Sharp doing "Splish and Splash."
And all right. And that's the end of I Remember That, episode number 7. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us
yeah,
and some
man.
Old-timers today.
Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com and let us know what you think.
Be your friends on Facebook.
Get the subscriptions to keep subscribing, man.
Yeah.
That's what makes us want to do this, is your subscriptions and listening to the shows over and over again.
Yeah.
Thank you for
and
doing
And sharing
that.
Music with people. It's just awesome.
Right on, man. And keep visiting that website.
Exactly.
Whew. That covers it.
Yep, so let's get out of here. It came down when we were putting together the show. My thought was we should finish up with like the point where the oldies got adult. You know, where
that's right, yes,
where,
yes,
where
yes.
You know, music changed, and really the answer is the Beatles. But when we were putting the show together on Spotify, they don't have the Beatles on Spotify. So I thought, let's go with the fallback, and found this song, which I haven't heard in a long time. It's perfect for what we're doing. So
yes,
this might be even
man.
A better call than In My Life,
this
which
is
what we wanted
one.
To play. But tell the people about this song.
It is the Beach Boys from the album Pet Sounds. This is probably one of my all-time favorite
Mine
Beach
too,
Boys.
Yeah.
This is called "I Just Wasn't Made for These Times." Thanks
it's
very much.
Perfect song.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they think I got something good going for myself, but what do to go change things around? No one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. What goes these times.
and I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Detroit. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.